We had all these soldiers come and live in our gardens. Mostly like little jeeps they were in. But we don't know, they had like a canvas, I suppose like a tent thing. They were in our gardens, and Mum said, look, just carry on as normal, take no notice, they just come and they go. And they were very nice people. They apparently plumbed into our, where you get your water from, they plumbed into that, and they had all wires up into our big oak tree we had in the garden. And they were just nice people, just used to say hello to us. And I suppose they must have been there but a year or so, I suppose, quite a long time. And one day, when we came home from school, they were taking all the wires down, rolling them up on these huge great drums they had. I thought, oh, I wonder what they're doing. And they'd also, the watercock, is it called a watercock in the road? They'd unscrewed that. And yeah, we went to bed. About 4 o'clock in the morning, this awful noise. I thought, what the heck's that? So I got up and looked out the window, and they were moving. All our soldiers are gone in our garden, and our neighbours, both sides, they'd all gone. And they were just going down the road, and it was so exciting. And so my mum said, you won't be able to go to school today because you won't be able to get up the road. There was trailers with tanks on, and ducks, are they called, lots and lots of those. Then there was tanks, and there's one or two like folded up aeroplanes. I don't know what they were like. They were on these things, and my sister and I just watched them all the time. And of course all the kiddies in the area came out. There were quite a audience, all us children, and that went on all day. Later on in the afternoon, that was all the English people, mostly English soldiers. The Americans started coming down. When they started coming down, they emptied their pockets, threw the money in the road. My sister and I and other children were gushing all the road, picking up this money, you know. Obviously, they were going, they didn't need it. And we had ditches both sides of the road, quite deep ditches, they seemed to us as children. And all the money was in there, and there we were scrambling in this ditch trying to get the money out. I never did know how much we had, but because of course we gave it to Mum, because in those days a penny was a lot of money. So I don't know how much we had in the end.